Thanks for downloading Profile. This week, Mark Coles profiles Andrea Leadsom.
What do we want?
Leadsom for leader!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want? Supporters marched on Parliament this week, albeit rather sedately, and now they've got what they want.
How do you feel about the chance of becoming the second female Prime Minister?
Obviously very exciting.
And the Tory MP, Andrea Leadsom, on the final ballot with Theresa May, about to battle it out to be the next Conservative Party leader. It's some achievement. She's only been an MP since 2010. She's got no cabinet experience. In the space of a few weeks, she's gone from under-the-radar Andrea Who to in with a serious chance of replacing David Cameron as Britain's next Prime Minister.
As your Prime Minister, my ambition will be to guide our country to those sunlit uplands.
To her supporters like Anne Widdecombe, she's the new Iron Lady.
I've been looking for many, many years for a new Maggie, and at last I think I've probably found one.
But to her critics, she's an untested lightweight who's exaggerated her city career to try to impress. Under pressure this week, Andrea Leadsom finally published her CV. And I've got it here with me. And just like they do on TV's The Apprentice, we're going to put it through the ringer to see if it stands up. First, the easy bit, the uncontested early years. She was born Andrea Jacqueline Salmon on May the 13th, 1963, in the Buckinghamshire town of Aylesbury. The world had just emerged from the Cuban Missile Crisis, the swinging 60s just around the corner. Her parents were Richard and Judy, dad a builder's merchant, mum a trainee midwife. Though by the time Andrea was four, they were divorced. Andrea moved to Hertfordshire, then Kent, went to state school, Tunbridge Girls Grammar, where, just in her teens, alarmed by the rise of CND, she vowed to become a politician one day.
I was 13 when it was the height of the Cold War, and I used to literally lie awake worrying there would be a nuclear holocaust. And so at the time, I decided I was going to be an MP to save the world from a nuclear war.
To avoid the Holocaust, she joined the Conservative Party, at Warwick University becoming a youth activist, signed up by fellow student Tim Lawton, now a Conservative MP and 30-odd years on, the organiser of her Tory leadership campaign.
It's all my fault, basically. I was manning the Warwick Conservative Association stall at the Freshers' Fair, and this quite striking redhead and a friend turned up at our stall and expressed interest in joining the Conservative Party there, so I signed her up and we haven't looked back since.
He gave her a pet name back then, TW.
She did have a nickname which included the initials TW and I will leave you guessing.
Some say they were an item too.
We were good friends and I'm certainly not going to say any more than that.
I'll take that as a yes. They certainly knew how to have fun.
I was her chauffeur at Warwick University where we had a Sainsbury's up the hill and occasionally we might go there in a shopping trolley. Well, occasionally you might push me as well. You know, it's the sort of things you do as students. Didn't you do that as a student?
No. Andrea used to cook for him too. Not your usual student pot noodles or mince.
She was quite posh because she did roasts. So we actually had to sit round a table and eat dinners occasionally. So that was a bit more upmarket for Warwick University in particular.
What sort of a student was she? Paint a picture for us of the student Andrea Leadsom.
Well, she ended up only getting a 2-2, so she probably spent a bit more time in the bars than the rest of us. But, you know, she was a normal, healthy student, but she only got a 2-2.
With her political science degree in her pocket, it was off to the city. First as a trainee broker on the London Metals Exchange, then a debt trader at BZW, the investment banking arm of Barclays, where, within a few years, according to her Who's Who entry, she'd risen to financial institutions director. What?
Have you seen the latest?
Sorry, my mistake. Apparently she's amended that to deputy director on her CV this week.
The Chancellor has ordered an inquiry.
Bearings is facing bankruptcy after.
In 1995, according to her website, she found herself in the thick of an economic crisis, drafted in by the then Governor of the Bank of England as part of a team of experts to deal with the aftermath of the collapse of Bearings Bank. Now what?
This.
Apparently Peter Norris, the chairman of Barings when it collapsed, has told the FT that while it was possible she was part of a team at Barclays, he has absolutely no recollection of her being involved with events at the Bank of England. An embellishment of a half-truth, he says. Not going well, is it? Andrea Leadsom left Barclays in 1997. After giving birth to her first son, she said she felt pressurised into going back to work after just 1 week. She suffered a bout of postnatal depression, asked to go part-time but was refused and left with a payoff.
She'd been in business and meeting lots of people, and then suddenly, of course, she had a baby, and there she was sitting in the kitchen with the infant, and perhaps she didn't know quite how to deal with it.
Her experience led her to set up a charity offering support to women who find it difficult to bond with their babies. Her friend, Ron Sawbridge, is now vice chair of the Northamptonshire Parent-Infant Partnership.
She got over it quickly, and I think it helped the fact that she had her mother there, who was a trained midwife, and I think she was very helpful at the time.
After Barclays, Andrea Leadsom went to work for her brother-in-law, the Guernsey-based financier and hedge fund manager Peter de Poutron, and according to her CV, spent a decade working at Invesco Perpetual, one of the UK's largest retail fund managers, which impressed the Conservative MP Bernard Jenkin, who took to the airwaves last week telling Radio 4's World at One programme that Andrea Leadsom was vastly experienced in running money.
10 years as senior investment controller of a major investment company controlling billions of pounds of funds.
Which was all news to Robert Stevens, sat at home listening to his radio. He'd worked with Andrea Leadsom at Invesco Perpetual. He'd been her senior. And to him, Bernard Jenkins' description didn't ring true. When he checked her Wikipedia page and found her listed as chief investment officer at the company he'd worked at for much of his life, he practically choked on his lunch.
I just sort of spluttered him a soup a bit. I said, wait a minute, you're being endorsed by Bernard Jenkin on a premise which simply isn't true. It just isn't true, you know, and I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, you know, I'm 73. I somehow think that truth has some value.
According to Robert, Andrea wasn't the chief investment officer. She actually sat on a desk outside his office working part-time on special projects. The Leadsom camp has now made it clear that she didn't write her Wikipedia entry, and contrary to what was on it, she was in fact a senior investment officer, not chief investment officer. Whatever the title, Robert Stevens insists, Andrea Leadsom didn't have a prominent role at the firm.
She absolutely had no responsibility for managing money. One of the responsibilities she had was negotiating the remuneration packages of some senior fund managers. But it's not running money.
Andrea Leadsom's supporters say the whole row over her CV is ridiculous. Her campaign manager and friend, Tim Lawton.
I think anybody's having to nitpick about what her particular title was some 25 years ago is making perhaps a bit too much of a fuss about nothing.
What Robert Stevens does recall is that Andrea Leadsom clearly had one eye on a political career while working there, and that's backed up by the Times political columnist Daniel Finkelstein, who met her and her husband by chance on a Club Med holiday in France back in the year 2000.
We had a very young baby, and we met another couple with young children. Very nice they were too, and spent, you know, best part of 2 weeks with them. It was only right at the end of the holiday, despite the fact that I worked for William Hague at the time, that the woman in the couple, Andrea, started to say she was a Conservative, but that she was interested in a political career, which I hadn't guessed at all.
Clearly inspired, once home, Andrea Leadsom threw herself into local politics. In 2003, campaigning to become a South Oxfordshire district councillor. Tim Lawton again.
She was heavily pregnant. She stood for election. She won the seat from the Lib Dems and knocked out the leader of the council, and she was looking after two young sons and a husband and a home. And then later on she went for seats for the 2005 general election, and the seat of Reading came up, and literally within a couple of days or something of having given birth to Charlotte, she was performing in front of a selection committee.
She didn't get it, but was selected a year later for the new seat of South Northamptonshire, finally elected MP in 2010. And once in the Commons, she didn't waste time. She won a seat on the Treasury Select Committee. She also co-founded the Fresh Start Parliamentary Group, looking at ways to reform the EU. It was a significant move, according to Times columnist Daniel Finkelstein.
She had been one of those group of people whom I think were quite responsible for the fact that David Cameron called a referendum in the first place. People who were not on the far Eurosceptic right, but were in the mainstream of the party, but had made reform of the European Union their cause. And that group of people showed that the idea of leaving the European Union might become much more of a mainstream political issue than it had been.
She's not been afraid to speak her mind on other issues either. She's in favour of fracking, would like to repeal the ban on fox hunting, and in 2013 abstained in a vote on same-sex marriage.
I would have preferred for civil partnerships to be available to heterosexual and gay couples, and for marriage to have remained as a Christian service that was for men and women.
Andrea Leadsom is a devoted Christian. She's part of a parliamentary Bible studies group, filmed in 2014, explaining how she believes she's doing God's work.
I certainly always try to keep my beliefs and my faith through the work I'm doing, and I try to keep the love for your neighbour and try to not just allow the kind of wave of politics and sort of arguments and so on get to me.
In 2014, Andrea Leadsom was made a junior city minister, appointed secretary to the Treasury. It's said that the Chancellor, George Osborne, warned her not to risk her career by defying the whip over calling an EU referendum. She did it anyway, and a year later found herself moved to the Department of Energy and Climate Change. But clinging to her growing EU scepticism hasn't hampered her career. Rather the reverse. Originally a minor player in the Leave campaign, a strong showing saw her rapidly promoted up the ranks, eventually chosen to argue the anti-EU case in the big set-piece TV debates along with Boris Johnson and Gisela Stewart.
People are genuinely struggling with access to public services, and the Remain side have no answer
to that.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Amber Rudder.
Well, Andrew, you know that there's not a consensus on that.
Following the vote, after other more senior Brexiteers stumbled or were stabbed, she found herself free to launch her own bid for leader of the party.
I know I can do the job. I know I can seize the great opportunities for the UK in leaving the EU.
If her rise has been unexpected, Andrea's feet are still firmly on the ground. Whatever happens, her family will always come first, says a friend and fellow MP, Karen Lumley.
She's a mum, she's got young children, she's always caring, she was always asking after your family. You know, she invites you around for supper and generally wants to know about you. That's the Andrea I really like and know.
So can she really beat Theresa May for the top job in UK politics? Danny Finkelstein isn't convinced.
I've got very severe doubts about someone with almost no experience coming on a changed message can reasonably claim to take on David Cameron's mantle.
And just in case you're still wondering what her old university nickname TW might have been, Tinky Winky, Tiddlywinks, Terry Wogan or Thatcher Wannabe, her campaign manager Tim Lawton was photographed this week carrying a folder with The Winner emblazoned across it. TW. If he's right, come September the 9th, against the odds, Andrea Leadsom will be Britain's new Prime Minister.
Profile was presented by Mark Coles. It was produced by me, Sarah Shebbier, and Laura Gray. A profile of Theresa May is also available on our website.